let's keep this conversation flowing, Carlita. So there was an interview that came out a while ago with Del Titus. So he's a pretty strong evangelist here in Ghana in terms of the Web3 space. And I mean, I saw an interview of him and Denta, who's quite a well-known personality here in Ghana. And they had a conversation about Web3 and crypto and the blockchains. And one interesting thing he said, Carlita, was that he feels that Africa or Ghana per se is ready for, you know, the Web3, the blockchain, the crypto, because you have the likes of Google, you know, they've got their headquarters in Accra. Twitter was here, but of course that's, you know, they've come and packed up their bags because of Elon, you know, doing what he's doing. And, you know, you've got other, you know, tech companies, you know, that have established themselves in Ghana. So there's a lot happening, you know, in this space. And I think just off the call, I mentioned Jack Dorsey, you know, comes to Ghana quite a bit. And, you know, he always finds himself at the Africa Bitcoin Conference, which runs every early December for a few days. Why do you feel Ghana or Africa per se is ready for crypto, Bitcoin, Web3, blockchain, you know, all of these new technologies, these emerging technologies?
So that's a great question. I think, to be honest, I think Ghana and I think Africa on the whole almost doesn't have a choice but to get into this market, to the industry. The market is so fresh. I like to tell people that we're still in the beta series of blockchain crypto. There's only under 1% of the world who's even invested into cryptocurrency. So we're still in the early stages. And I believe that the market is amazing in Ghana. I believe that there are quite a few startups in Ghana. It's still an up and emerging industry there where a lot of people are curious. I know last summer, University of Ghana just started their first blockchain course. So I know they're trying to integrate it. They're trying to get the youth. The youth actually already are interested in it. Some people are trading. Some people are investing into cryptocurrency specifically. And I think it's just a great market. It's a place where people are starting to see that cryptocurrency and blockchain is allowing Africans, allowing Ghanaians to have an even playing field with the rest of the world now. When you look at Dubai, Dubai is the hub of crypto right now. Ghana can be like Dubai. You know, there's very large possibility of that happening here. There's so many natural resources here. And so encompassing that with the industries that are already there is going to help the market, it's going to help the different industries to grow and be powerful.
Yeah, there's a very interesting comment you made, Carlita. Yeah, I feel like where the economy is going, where the government's going, where banks are moving as well. Banks are moving a lot more digital, I've noticed, in Ghana as well, even the phone companies as well. I think, you know, some of these mobile money transfer platforms as well, you could see them kind of moving into crypto in the future. You could kind of see that transition there. It's quite interesting you mentioned, you know, you could see Ghana or Accra per se as, you know, being like another Dubai, because I think during the 2020-2021 lockdown period, what you found was people that weren't able to make money through the usual means, they actually got out their phones. They started downloading, you know, apps like Binance or what have you, or the equivalent in Ghana and Africa. And they were actually able to make money through, you know, buying, selling, trading crypto. So yeah, I think, you know, the interesting thing about Ghana and Africa is that a lot of people have smartphones, and once you can get on the internet, you know, the rest is history.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, speaking of Ghana, I mean, you of course, let's talk about your trip to Ghana, your recent trip to Ghana, actually. So we're now in February 2024 as we're recording this episode. Tell us a bit about your trip to Ghana, and this was your first time, and what you got up to during this particular trip.
Yes. So it's been my fourth time to Ghana. I absolutely loved it. The first time I went, I stayed about 2 months. And absolutely loved it. This trip, I got to stay about 5 weeks, and it was really nice. This trip, I got to actually explore a little more. I got to go to Cape Coast. I got to visit the slave castles. And this trip was very meaningful to me. You know, the first time I came to Ghana, it was trying to explore Ghana and first time actually in Africa. And so it was amazing opportunity. So the first time was, okay, let me kind of test out the waters and see how it is. get to enjoy Dati December and the festivities, concerts. And so this trip was more of a business trip for me and to kind of delve into the market a little more and to meet people and to network. I did a lot of networking, which was great. And I got to visit the Jubilee House as well. I was really, really excited about that. And I really got to see the history and visited Independence Square. And I realized there's so much opportunity in Ghana, especially when it comes to tourism. I could see the door opening there, especially when it comes to North Americans. I see a lot of Americans coming to Ghana, but not as many Canadians. So I'd love to kind of get more Canadians to see, like myself, the beauty of the culture and the history and the people. And so that's what I really got to do this time around. And it was fantastic. It was amazing.
Absolutely fantastic. It sounds like quite an accomplished, busy trip as well. It sounds like you packed in a lot in 5 weeks, you know, networking, business, touring, travel, enjoyment as well. Of course, you can't come here without enjoyment, you know, so glad you got to pack in as what you did. Sounds like a well-deserved and well-timed trip. But yeah, I think you are right in terms of, you know, there's a lot of Americans coming. Of course, the British have been coming, you know, no pun intended, for many years as well. But yeah, I think we'll start to see a lot more Canadians start to come as well. But I think there are quite a number of Canadians around. You know, you've got like Ivy Prosper, you know, popular YouTuber. Mm-hmm. She's around. You know, she came on the show last season. You've got Living Ghana, you know, ran by Frank Mensah. He's Canadian and he runs, you know, that property company in Ghana. And 54 Gold Tours, I believe, is another Canadian-based tour company in Ghana. So you do have quite a few Canadians emerging, and, you know, I'm sure that's just going to grow. So
yeah,
I'm sure you'll find a flag for Canada.
That's right.
Yes, amazing trip. So, okay, cool. Let's keep this moving. So tell us through Afri Plus Tech and tell us about what the business does and your role in it.